Good morning.
Morning.
Let us turn to our Lord's word in Mark chapter 1, verse 21. We're going to read until 28. I'll read one verse and you follow. Mark chapter 1, verse 21. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach.
The people were amazed at his teaching, because he called them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law.
Just then a man in their synagogue, who was possessed by an evil spirit, cried out, "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching? And with authority. He even gives order to evil spirits, and they obey him." Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come and we are waiting for you as your children. Father, talk to us and feed us in our spirit so we may know our Lord better. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
This is the very beginning of Jesus' ministry, and he went into synagogue on Sabbath day. Actually, Sabbath day is Saturday, and the Jews went into synagogue. Just like us, Sunday, we go to church. And Jesus started to teach, and they found something different from Jesus. They found that he got some kind of authority that their teachers of the law, they do not have. And teacher of the law, they are the teacher of knowledge. They want to touch people's brain. Nowadays, school teachers and college professors, they sell knowledge. They can gain respect, but what they do, what they possess, or what the title they hold, they have. A teacher of the life is Jesus. He is a teacher of men. He touched people's heart. He said what he means, and he said what he is. See, we have met some people, and later we left, maybe 10 years later. But there are some people that still deep inside your heart, you respect that person because you respect as he is or she is, the person. I love to have that kind of respect. Are you? And when Jesus started to teach, then there's a man cried out. And he was possessed by evil spirit. Talking about the spirit or evil spirit, we will give a little bit history. When God created the very first, not totally listed in the Bible, he, before even created the universe, he created angels. Many, many angels. But they got certain number. And since angels, they do not reproduce, so their numbers are fixed because they are immortal. And they are spirit being. And among all the angels, God created three of the, we call archangel. One is called Gabriel, and then Michael, and then Lucifer. And Lucifer is one of them, actually possess many, many great things. He got a majestic glorious, beautiful, the most beautiful creature that God ever created, and also with a large power. And later he became a fallen angel, because the Bible tried to describe two things of this fallen angel. In Isaiah, try to describe his pride, the angel pride. The pride, so he used King of Babylon as an example to illustrate that Lucifer, because of the pride, that he became fallen angel. And also in Ezekiel, try to describe him as the king of Tyre. It's the kind of filthy, lowest low life, immoral and cruelty. So pride and sin, that causing the most beautiful, the highest almost creature, fallen to the lowest, we call Satan or devil. And when he became fallen angel, he pulled out or drew one third of the angels to follow him and be cast down to the earth. And those followers of Satan, we call demon or evil spirit. And actually, the Satan, the most Satan wanted the people is let you know that he is not exist. That is the most skillful technique he tried to use. So many, many people, they don't believe there is any even spiritual being there, and not talking even about an evil spirit or Satan or a demon. But right in front of the audience, when Jesus started to talk, and that evil spirit start to respond. And we learn from the Bible and also from the real people life, Satan will attack people. He attacked people on three aspects. He attacked people's spirit, soul, and body. And when they attack people's body, they can use like illness or weakness. And people, when their body become very feeble, very interesting thing happen. Maybe some doctor here, they may seen quite a few people pass away. See, when people become very feeble, you will recognize something very unique is most of them, their spirit become very, very obvious. Their spirit, sometimes they will respond, their own spirit. So you can see some people almost close to die, but their spirit is very sensitive. And one of our renowned Chinese pastor, he told me, when he was young, his elder sister got pneumonia, and he was also sick. So they were separated in two rooms. And the elder sister started to cry out and scream and yell and call her mother, talking that, I have seen some dark shadow just come toward me and want to pull me out. And he's so scared. So she screamed and screamed. And that pastor, well, he's a boy at that time, he listened, and he was not able even get close to the sister. And the mother came in and then hold her hand and say, trust in Jesus, trust in Jesus, and start to pray with her. And then after a couple of minutes, then the pastor started to hear that the sister started to say, oh, I see some white people with white clothes coming. And it's so peaceful. And that feel is totally gone. See, spirit, you don't recognize it. But sometimes when your physical body go to the very low situation, it will respond. It will tell you, yes, actually spirit does inside you. But when the body becomes so weak, he will respond. Actually, you can ask one of our sisters here. She attended the Chinese session. Her name is Mary Yap. You may know her. She just told me last week, her husband was a medical doctor, and he passed away at his 50s. So it's pretty young. And her husband was kind of a lukewarm Christian. And when he getting to die, he experienced exactly the same as I mentioned. He also saw all those black stuff coming. And he screamed to his wife. And his wife came and to help him and pray with him. And then with a very feeble voice, he started to say, "Yes, no, it's right. The white, like white clothes type of stuff coming toward him and to take him." And he, at that time, he was taken with ease and passed away. So that is really true. And we don't need to wait until that moment and then say, "Okay, I'll raise my hand. I'll give myself to the Lord." No, that's too late. And also, Satan not only attacked your body, also attacked your soul. Attack your soul is including your mind, your emotion, and your will. When Satan attacked people's mind, will bring up illusion, delusion, superstition, confusion, mental problem, psychiatric problem. Not vice versa, but he can do that. Satan can do that. And nowadays, the best skill that he will use is confusion. He'll tell young people, there's no black, there's no white, only gray. So anything but absolute. They reject absolute stuff. And that is the way now you will experience. And they will try to boast, to let you boast that I'm much more inclusive. I never exclude people. I have a widened and broadened heart. I can accept any kinds of idea or concept. And that actually gives you confusion. This is the new way that attacks people's mind and also attack people's emotion or feelings. Some people, maybe they go through a breakup, divorce, or betrayal, or loss of loved ones. And they became very sad, extremely emotional, and even depressed and suicidal, and pretty much out of control. So they attack their feelings. And also will. Some people, maybe their will be twisted and break. And maybe they were abused. So at that time, that Satan can attack that person. And of course, the spirit. Satan definitely will attack our spirit. Later, our spirit will totally under full control by the evil spirit. And that person become demon-possessed. Some Christians can even run into what we call oppressed. That's a little different. Possessed means demon is inside you and demon control you. But possessed is suppress you. So you feel that attack, but not from inside. We need to know the three dimensions of our body and spirit and soul and spirit. Actually, the body is the freedom of body is very limited, very narrow boundary. But our soul becomes much wider than our body. But our spirit is very wide boundary. So once a person controlled by demon of the spirit, that means that person is totally out of freedom. He has no way to make a choice. And whatever demon want to do, he has no rejection. He got to follow. I take a very example, like emotional. Sometimes some people, maybe you, maybe me, have you ever experienced people that extremely angry so angry then out of control, that is also possible attack. Be careful. And now, Satan uses different methods, whatever it takes, to draw people away from God. Satan used religion, idol worship, feng shui, palm reading, witchcraft, fortune teller, voodoo, maybe through a tattoo, heavy metal music, yoga, new age, drug, alcohol, pornography, gambling. You will see many, many ghosts in Las Vegas. Hatred, rebellion, pride. Now they use internet, media, entertainment, penetrate, invade, even into your family. Satan kind of creeping in, caving in, sneaking in, just like mold or fungus. They can act like a sleeping cell. When the time ready or mature, they will strike. The only purpose for Satan is pull you away from God. Anything, just move a little bit inch, that's worthy for it. They will do it. Young man, you need to be careful. If something come to you and they come with a repeated message, that and then try to encourage you to empty your mind. You don't need to think about anything. Drop it, everything drop. And then start to receive that repeating message. That is the way to attack your mind. See, when you sing those pop songs, they will repeat that song again and again and again, only for a couple of verses. And that is actually trying to attack your mind. So be careful. And if one of you that you are desperately seeking for power, fortune, with a greedy mind, and you are seeking for a higher vanity, be careful. Satan is waiting for you. He will help you, actually. And when Jesus started to teach, and that devil, spirit, possessed person started to cry out, and Jesus said, "Be quiet." I hope I never use that word here. Well, that demon possessed person said, "What do you want with us? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." See, listen carefully about that voice. Actually, that voice is not that man. It's the one inside that man. Actually, not only one. Actually, it's evil spirits inside that person. And listen carefully. It's the devil said, "What do you want with us? Have you come to destroy us?" Can you picture that? That is exactly just like a rat stand in front of a lion and try to respond. Satan never, ever become a competitor or challenger to God. No, that's a wrong concept. They are not like this. One is creator, and one is just creature. So it's a rat, evil spirit. Don't be scared about that. In front of Jesus, he's just like a rat in front of a lion king. The only competitor is man, we. He tried to take over us. He tried to defeat us. See, when Jesus started to teach, something coming out. Because those people recognize that, I don't know why, but he just looked up a man, a human. But when he talked, something coming out from him, what is that? Authority, right? Something above them, authority. So when Jesus teach, that authority is actually his deity. When God's deity manifested, all the evil spirit need to identify themselves. So right in front of Jesus, evil spirit, just like those lawless mob and rioters, they just look like a dog with its tail curled between two legs and run like a hell. That is exactly the picture. So once God's deity start to manifest, Son of God revealed to himself, then they got to respond. Every time. You see the Bible, every time. When Jesus appeared, then they will put their idea and say, yes, I'm Satan. I'm evil spirit. I have nowhere to hide. And in front of Jesus, they were just like the golden fish in that fish bowl, fish gourd. Transparent. And you can hear that what the evil spirit said, because they know when the due day will come. God gonna conclude everything and punish and judge them. So they know there is a final end. They cannot just do whatever without any limit. So evil spirit person said, have you come to destroy us? Because they know when that will happen. That means, hey, time not up yet. Why you come here to destroy me? So this is why he responded that way. And you can tell, because once the time up, then they will be cast into certain place. And devil, Satan, they got all kinds of minds, so powerful, but they are so scared about where they are going. Have you ever seen some powerful, strong person, and then they get scared? That means what? That scare must be huge. So they are scared about Jesus. They thought Jesus is coming to conclude, and they cast them over there. They know the time will come, but not yet. But they are afraid, even the time come, they need to go. That's called hell. Some people told me, I am not afraid about hell. Look at Satan. He's much more powerful than you, and even scared to death. And they cannot lie in front of Jesus. So many times you will see, wow, Satan sometimes speaks truth, right? He said, you are the only one, the holy of God, right? Holy one of God. Is that truth? That is absolute truth. So don't tell me that Satan always lies. Why is that? Because spirit and verse spirit, there is no lie. Because nothing hide. Only who thought they can hide from God? Who? Men. Men thought we are smarter. We can hide from God. But spirit, when they meet, no way to hide. They got to expose every detail. And Jesus said, be quiet. Come out of him. This is what? This is an order. How? How Jesus can do that? Let's go to the verse that will give to you, so in the future, if you really got the opportunity or chance to encounter Satan or evil spirit, you should use this as your weapon. Shall we read it again? That is in Revelation. Let's go with verse 10. Then I, is that? Say. Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers, who accused them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death. So what is the weapon? The blood of the Lamb and what? The word of their testimony. See, this is your weapon. In front of evil spirit or Satan, we are truly weak. I need to tell you, unfortunately, we are truly weak. We are not able even compete with them. But God gave us weapon, the Lamb of God, and the word with their testimony. Listen very carefully about this. What truly the meaning of the blood of the Lamb and the testimony of the word? We just finished 2 weeks ago that Jesus came and be baptized by John, right? Baptist. We mentioned about he totally what? Surrender to the Father. And during the teaching in the synagogue, all those people amazed that Jesus got what? Authority, right? Authority. So, from Jesus, he revealed the authority through him. That is through obedience and surrender to the Father. See, actually, authority came from whom? From God, Almighty God. The authority from the throne. But that authority come to Jesus is going through Jesus without any obstruction. Then the authority will what? Come out, right? No obstruction. So later, the revelation tells us, through the blood of the Lamb. That blood is what? To reveal to us a total surrender to the Father. He even cried in the garden, say, not my will, but what? Your will be done, right? He surrendered. I got my will, but I totally surrender to you. So Father's will is totally, completely can go through Jesus. That's called the Lamb of God. Because what? He shed the blood on the cross. That blood tried to tell us one voice is, I totally surrender to the Father because he loved the world. He so much loved the world. So I surrender because this is what Father wants. So the authority from the throne coming through him and totally without obstruction. And now, some good news for us. We can too. We can receive that authority. We can receive that power as long as you allow God's authority going in you and through you without obstruction. And that is the weapon that we can use. So, in the end of the Mark book, Jesus said this, for those signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. It's not for special, unique Christian. This is for everyone who truly believe in him. You have that power, you have that authority to drive out demons. Do you believe that? So can you drive out demons? It's very simple. As long as you surrender to his authority, are you obedient to him? Because if disobedient, that means you're going to block God's authority and power. So that power cannot come out. But if you surrender, so two persons in the Bible, Paul, when he went to Philippi, and he walked, and there is a slave girl follow him all the way, right? And that woman was kind of possessed by demon. And even cried out at, you know, behind him, said, oh, this is a servant that of the Most High God. And Paul, because that bothered him many days. So Paul was kind of troubled. So turned out and said, I in Jesus' name, I command you, get out of that woman. And then the demon left. But almost at the same, some Jews, they went around driving out evil spirit, tried to invoke the name of the Lord Jesus over those demon-possessed people. Actually, they were overcome by those demon-possessed people. Why make difference? Those Jews also claimed the Jesus' name. Because God's authority cannot go through them. So not just verbally say, oh, in the name of Jesus, Satan will say, well, that's just like a song. I like to hear it without power. That tells the difference. So as a matter of fact, if there's an occasion, if some people possessed by evil spirit, actually it's a good opportunity to check for yourself whether you are saved, whether the Holy Spirit is inside you, because you can cast and see how it works. Or even check whether you really obey that the one, the Lord you claim, do you really obey him? See, test time will come, one way or the other. That may be an opportunity. We can see, do you truly believe what he said? Jesus said, yes, those who believe, in my name you can cast out, drive out demon. It's not some secret, because you check the Bible, driving out demon is not a spiritual gift. No, that's you never find in the category of spiritual gift. That is the authority. If you receive that authority, you obey that authority, then you can do that. There is a renowned Chinese pastor called Stephen Tong. Do you know that? Tang Chongrong. When he was 17 years old, he was a devoted Christian already. He read Bible and prayer, devotion. 17 years old. He was not even go to seminary. He was not even a pastor. And he didn't even know that God's power can come out through him. Because he accompanied some people, some Christian, to the hospital to visit. Not he wanted to visit, but he just followed them. And when he went into the hospital, one of the patients said, wow, don't leave me. Because before you came, there's all kinds of black stuff over there. And when you come in, boom, gone. You can have that. 17 years old. Would you let his power, authority, and surrender to him and see how it works? You don't need to blow up something to show that you got authority or power, but just obey the Most High. Let us pray.